Psalm 105, 1 through 45. Devotional focus verse. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Psalm 105, 3 and 4. Sometimes seeking becomes an urgent priority. Recently, when I came home one evening, my wife greeted me with the words, "I have some bad news for you." My husband just loves to hear that. She went on, "I lost the needle today. I think it is somewhere in the master bedroom, on your side of the bed. It might be on the bed, or in the chair where you read, or on the floor. I looked for it, but couldn't find it." Well, it was fine that she had looked for the needle, but I determined to find it. I wasn't going to wait until I located it with my bare foot. I went to the bedroom and started my search, carefully reaching down inside the edge of the cushion on my chair. No needle. I ran my hand gently across the cover on the bed. No needle. Finally, I went out to the garage and got a flashlight, then put my nose right down on the carpet while shining the light this way and that. It took a while, but at last a glimmer caught my eye. I had found the needle. In our focus verses, the psalmist instructs us to seek the Lord. In today's vernacular, to seek means to go in search of. In the original Hebrew, the word translated seek means to inquire for. Both definitions are appropriate, and in both there's a sense of the need to invest diligent effort. We do not set ourselves to seek God because he is in hiding or trying to get away from us. In one sense, we are always in God's presence because if we are his children, he has said he would never leave us or forsake us. We set ourselves to seek God because there are many distractions in the world around us. It is easy to get sidetracked by duties and details that occupy our time and neglect the opportunity, the all-important necessity, of drawing nigh to God and communing with him. The enemy of our souls will try to hinder us, and one area he will work on is our prayer life. However, we can prevail. We can seek the Lord with all of our hearts. There's a great blessing in seeking God. The psalmist said, "Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord." Rejoicing is the natural result of seeking God. Even if nothing visibly changes in the circumstances around us, God promises that he will reward those who diligently seek him. Let us purpose today to find that spirit of rejoicing as we apply ourselves to seeking the face of God. Background information. Psalm 105. No author is cited for Psalm 105. However, at least the first portion may have been composed by David, as the first 15 verses are also found in 1 Chronicles 16:8 through 22, the psalm David delivered to Asaph and his brethren on the day that the Ark of the Covenant was returned to the tabernacle tent in Jerusalem. It is unknown if David wrote the remainder of the psalm. The psalm is in the form of a hymn and was probably used in the temple worship. In this psalm, the writer demonstrated God's faithfulness and marvelous works by narrating a historical account of Israel's history from the time of Abraham to the conquest of Canaan. Verses 7 through 22 concern the patriarchs. God protected the patriarchs when they were few in number and strangers in the land of Canaan. When the psalmist said God reproved kings for their sakes, see verse 14, he probably was referencing Pharaoh. See Genesis 12, 14 through 22, and Abimelech, Genesis 20, 1 through 16, and 26, 6 through 11. Verses 23 to 26 describe the Israelites' sojourn in Egypt, the land of Ham, mentioned in verse 23, is a poetic designation for Egypt. Verses 37 through 45 focus on the exodus from Egypt. Not one feeble person, see verse 37, means that there were no stragglers. Not one Israelite was left behind in Egypt. The psalmist made no mention in this psalm of Israel's unfaithfulness to God. The question as to why God was long-suffering to such a rebellious people is found in the final verse, that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. Pondering such great mercy led the psalmist to conclude the hymn with an expression of spontaneous thanksgiving, "Praise ye the Lord." Conclusion. As we give concentrated attention to learning, knowing, understanding, and communing with God, we will find ourselves rejoicing in Him.